Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk.
Grain futures, we are softer on the session across the board, but nothing terrible considering the gains that soybean put on last week. The retreat is quite mild, like a nickel right now. Soybean oil exploding to new recovery highs since the lows made last year, up another $1.21 a hundredweight at $56.53 on the March contract as we await two positive stories. One is, you know, what is it going to happen with the RVOs? We get that probably in March from the EPA. But the Indian deal that we have worked out, they're going to take some of our soybean oil. It's going to be the non-GMO type in lieu of their palm oil that it'll be competing with. And so that is a very positive. So soybean oil rocking to the upside while meal has to suffer for it. Soybean oil has become 49% of the value of beans right now. The meal is down $5.80 a ton, $297.80 on the March contract. While soybeans on the session, we've been down about 8 cents earlier in the day, but we're just off 4¾ cents right now at 11.10½. That's the March contract. May down 4¼, 11.24½. July beans down 3¾ at 11.35¾. There was a lot of bears out there that said bean July would never get through $11. And then when it did, well, it'll never last. Well, it's been lasting since last Wednesday so far, looking pretty good. And this morning we did get an announcement of a sale of beans, 264,000 metric tons of beans to China, but many are saying it's just the finishing up of the 8 million metric tons, some swapping between China COFCO and China Geneva, their two trading arms that is just playing musical chairs with some of their export business. So that's why the market didn't respond and stay higher this morning on that news. But we'll see. Maybe tomorrow. Corn on the retreat from last week's high, not by much. We're down 2 cents, 4.28¼, because corn doesn't move much. The May contract down 2¼, 4.36½. July off 2½ cents, 4.42¾. What's encouraging is our pricing that we are seeing for the beans and the corn for our new crop. Not far from last year, actually. The beans for 2026 can be right now averaging in the first 5 days of the month a little higher than last year. New crop corn is just a little bit lower. Could be a lot better, but we got to take what we can get. Maybe President Trump was trying to boost the market last week during this insurance window on this story. Of course, the bears out there are saying it's never going to happen. Just like last fall, they said that was never going to happen. They would say they would never pay a premium to Brazilian beans. They did, because they'd rather pay $295 million for 295 million soybeans, a dollar bushel or more, than getting slapped with $90-plus billion worth of tariffs again. Yeah, they make decisions mathematically, not emotionally, so like many are trying to make this out to be. So we'll see. Beans are holding up, and the corn. Wheat, down a penny a quarter on Chicago March, 5.28½. Kansas wheat off 2½ to 5.28¾ for March. March Minneapolis wheat down a penny and 3/4, 5.68¼. May Minneapolis off 2¾ at 5.79¾. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. In the cattle trade, we are higher but well off morning highs. Box beef, obviously, last week, 242 to 245 in the north, 245 in the south. While we had seen the feeder index trying to maintain strength, the board is softer. President Trump did sign that deal with Argentine beef, which we already knew last October was coming, on increasing their exports to the U.S. from 20,000 metric tons to 80,000, which officially became 100,000 metric tons. But it's kind of old news. And just to put it in perspective, it's 100,000 metric tons of beef they're going to bring into the U.S., up from 20,000 metric tons without tariffs. You know, it's quota-free, anything below our quotas. Now, we harvest in the United States about 50,000 metric tons of beef a day. So 100,000 metric tons of beef from Argentina is 2 days' worth of harvesting in the U.S., spread out over 12 months. Does it take the bloom off the top a bit? Yes, it does, but it does not crash the market, as you've got some clowns out there on Twitter. You know, they were calling for Monday limit down, Sharpie lower trade. Fox Business is running it every hour here this morning. You know, oh, we're going to be importing beef. They got an Italian butcher on there not understanding anything. I say, oh, the cost of ingredients for beef is so expensive. Corn's cheap. What are you talking about? You know, but nonetheless, people who don't know what they're talking about are talking about it. And so this just puts it in perspective. So we are higher on the day, but the board is fearful of going above 240 and allowing hedging opportunities. Feb cattle up $1.87, $239.62. Yes, it's discount the cash trade, but it only has to come together at the end of the month. The April cattle up 95 cents, 238.20. June up 52 cents, 234.37. August gaining 35, 232.50. Feeder cattle softer by 30 cents on the March contract, 367.12. April up 27, 363.07. May feeders up 62 cents, 357.75. Hogs, though, sharply lower by $1.25 on the April, 96.65. June down $1.05, 109.55. Metals sharply higher again today as we recover from that beating they took two Fridays ago. We're up $100 an ounce right now, $5,080. March silver up $5.62, 82.57, while the dollar slips below 97. We're down 74 cents at 96.77. Bitcoin on the February contract bouncing $335 to $70,595. And crude oil, well, Iran's not playing nice in the sandbox again today with these nuclear negotiations. So up 92 cents a barrel on the March contract, 64.46. Gasoline up 3.5 cents a gallon at $1.99. Diesel fuel is only up a penny and three quarters at $2.43 a gallon. Any questions? You can always find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are clearly put right at the top of the page, easy for you to find. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.